who's the batting coach of the Indian cricket team. We shall have the same process, and I see some people who are not, still not on mute. Please mute yourself. And you can use the chat option or raise your hand option, and we shall come to you when we are ready. Please do not ask multiple questions if you have to. Please wait for your turn. Yes, Mr. Gushan Sarkar.
Coach, could you give us an update on what's the situation about the injury list? We know about Jadeja and Vihari. If you could please tell us about Mayank and Bumrah, and what's the situation like going tomorrow?
The injuries are still being monitored. I think our medical staff is looking into them. They're working with all the players. So I won't be in a position to comment exactly how it stands at the moment. We would like to give them as much time as we can, and I think it'll be tomorrow morning only you'll know which 11 is going to take place.
Bharat Sundaresan.
Thanks, Maulan. Vikram, just this team seems to just find some way out of any kind of adversity that they find themselves in. So can you just explain from the coaching staff perspective where this toughness comes from, and what kind of discussions you've had before and since this?
Sorry, Bharat, you'll need to repeat your question. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll go again. No, I just wanted to know, like, this tour has been like a challenge at every step for you, injuries and all sorts of schedule changes. But I just want to know how you managed to fight through this adversity, where that toughness comes from, and from a coaching perspective, what the conversations have been before and after the Sydney test.
Basically, I think the toughness comes from the preparation. I think the boys have been working hard for, not only for this tour, I think for many, many years now. So they all are good players. We always believed in their abilities, and they have a lot of belief in their own abilities. So even after Sydney test, said that from coaching staff's perspective, what was being said to them was that we need to keep having belief in our preparation, in the way we prepared, in the way we play our cricket. One inning cannot let the doubts creep in, and that was being said to each and everyone by all in a united voice, basically. So that's how I think the team has been playing, and they've shown a lot of character to make a comeback from there. And I think the reason for that is again the kind of hard work that they've put in, not only for this tour but for many, many years by now.
Rika Roy.
Vikram, hi, good afternoon. Well, my question really is about, you know, how Indian team has improved on this tour from Adelaide to Melbourne, winning that test match, then Sydney drawing it, that high of Sydney, would it be carried on to the pitch in Brisbane? And would you say after this progressive improvement on the tour, despite the injuries, momentum lies with India?
I don't really believe in momentums, actually. I think after 36 all out and then to come back and win the next game, so that tells you about momentums. As far as I'm concerned, we have the ability. Even with or without injuries, the 11 which will play in the next match will be the best 11 India will put up on the ground. And all of them deserve to be there. They all deserve to have that opportunity to play test cricket. And if they play to their potential, I don't see any reason why won't we do well. So we are, again, backing our processes, we are backing our players, and whoever plays, if we play to our potential, all of us believe we'll do well.
Gaurav Joshi, followed by Melinda Farrell.
Vikram, a lot is always made out about playing in Brisbane due to the extra bounce. Normally it's the first test match. Given that the team's been here for so long and you as a batting coach, can you see like the batters are, you know, ready? And do you think it's a huge benefit that it's the last test rather than the first, that the players are prepared for that bounce?
I think we are, yes. You're right. I mean, on this tour, we got a lot of time to prepare. We came early. We had a lot of practice sessions there. So, as I said earlier, we were really prepared well. This being a wicket where you'll have more bounce, you expect more bounce and more pace. So having played well and having played well for so many days now, so yes, the belief is there that the boys will be able to handle it, and they'll handle it pretty well, I'm sure.
Yeah, Melinda, if you're there.
Yeah, hi. I just a word on the way that the batters have dealt with Nathan Lyon, who probably hasn't had his most successful season at home. Can you give us a sense of how you've prepared the batters to take him on?
Like any other bowler, I think there was a lot of discussions, the lines he bowls, the lengths he bowls, and what we want to do if we get in there for this series. This discussion actually started taking place during the lockdown itself, because we knew that this is going to be the important tour for us. So all that was being discussed, and the boys were ready and with their game plans, how they're going to deal with it. Everybody has their own way of dealing with things. And on this tour, I think we've executed those game plans well. So more than him not bowling well, I think we've batted well against him. And so far, it has worked well.
Deepthiman?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Congrats to this wonderful team and taking this team from A to B to C, and now we are at G, Gabba. My question is, given that the weather forecast doesn't look too good, two and a half days out of 5 days look like rainy, will Team India be taking a cautious approach and saving their energy for the oncoming four test series against England, or going all out and like usual, go for the kill?
Of course, I mean, you don't play cricket looking at the weather. So as far as we are concerned, we are looking for a complete game, and we're going to give our best playing this game. We're going to put up our best available team on the park, and if boys play to the potential, again, we are looking to win this one and do well.
Thanks,
Vivek. Amitwa Mukherjee.
Hi, it's Amitabh from Tribune. Good afternoon. My question is for this selection, in this test match, is the team planning to play Pant as a pure batsman and Shah as the keeper in this test? And are you going with five bowling options?
As I said earlier, I think there's still a lot of injuries concerns that we've had, as all of you know. So you're still being monitored how the players react to the process, their rehab process that they're going through. So all these questions we can only answer tomorrow morning once we know who are the 11 which are going to play this game.
Sandeep Bhai Dwivedi and Siddharth Vishwanathan.
Hi, I just wanted to, as a batting coach, see most of the senior batsmen, they know their technique, people like Pujara or Rahane. But what about the junior, somebody like say Prithvi Shaw or Mayank Agarwal? There seems to be serious batting flaws, and it's not just me saying, all the top commentators and former cricketers from the commentary box have pointed that out. You, as a batting coach, how do you look at these flaws, and can they be rectified?
Of course, anything can be rectified. But that also depends how much importance we give to technique, actually, in international cricket. Technique is important, yes it is. It plays its role in overall performance, yes. But I don't think it's the all-important thing. I think it's your decision-making. It's how you handle pressure, how you prepare yourself, how committed you are, your character. All these things combine to come up with performances. And as far as I'm concerned, all these boys are trying really, really hard. On and off, they'll have poor tours, they'll have poor games. And of course, on those times, everything will be questioned, but they're preparing well. Again, they're working on whatever flaws we believe they can work on. They're doing all the hard work, and I'm sure they'll come back and perform better.
Yes, Siddharth.
Yeah, hi Vikram sir. With so much of off-field controversies that have happened, especially regarding the hotel room incident, especially what has happened in Sydney, and with such a tough lockdown and bio-bubble in place, how does the player keep himself motivated in such a tough time?
Well, we are playing Australia in Australia against one of the better attacks in the world. So I think motivation is there. You don't need housekeeping or room service to motivate yourself. Of course, these were the concerns which were passed on to BCCI, and I think BCCI is in touch with Cricket Australia and trying to deal with all these things. But as far as the team is concerned, as far as the team management is concerned, we are focused on the game, which is starting tomorrow. And all the boys are looking forward to this game and hoping to do well.
Swarup.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Swarup.
Hi, Vikram. Just a quick one. You know, most of the batting group play only one format of the game. Chateshwar Pujara, Rahane, Vihari. So is that like constant pressure on them to, you know, keep performing?
You're right, they are playing one format, so but at the same time they have time to prepare for this format, and they work hard. Pressure is always there. Whenever you're playing international cricket, I think you will be dealing with pressure, and that's one thing that you have to work with, or you know. So as far as playing just one format, and will that put an added pressure on the batters? I'm not too sure. I think they know what they are good at. They're working on those areas, those formats. Again, yeah. So preparing well for that format and performing in that format, yeah, that's what they are at the moment focused on.
Prasant Menon.
Hi, Vikram. You said you're not sure about the playing 11, but given a call you take tomorrow, will you be sticking to the five-bowler theory that you have so far done, given that there are injuries, there are concerns and all that? But will you be sticking to the five-bowler theory, regardless of the injuries that you have?
Again, we'll have to look at the possible playing 11 that we can, you know, gather, and then only take this call, who are going to play. So I won't be able to answer this one still.
Rob Fawcett.
I just want to...
Rob, you are not audible.
The abuse at the SD was obviously... Have you got me now?
Yes.
So can you repeat your question, please?
Sorry, you got me clearly in now.
No, we can't hear you. Yeah, we'll come back to you later. Sam Lensberger.
Thank you. Just a quick one. Just would like to know your thoughts on the Steve Smith incident at the SCG. Did you or Rishabh have any concern with what he did on the pitch, or did you think that was overreacting?
Basically, we didn't even know that about that incident. Only after the game and after the media picked it up, we noticed it. As a batsman, Rishabh wasn't even aware, actually. So I wouldn't like to comment on this because it hardly mattered to... Because as a batsman, he was not even aware that that was done.
Robert Craddock.
Yes, it was reported that Jasprit Bumrah was going home with an abdominal strain. Obviously, he is injured to some degree. How has he been? I know you can't confirm whether he's in or he's out, but you said he's in contention. How has he been this week since the test?
He's been, as I said earlier, the medical team is working with him. They are looking at him. So, again, we'll need to wait till tomorrow morning to know how fit is he, whether he'll be able to play or not.
Do you think it's a major gamble to play a fast bowler with an abdominal strain?
I can't. Depending on the advice from the medical team only, we can take this call. If he can play, he'll play. But if he can't, then of course he won't.
We shall have the last two questions now. Sai Siddharth.
Yeah, hi Vikram. My question is, Stephen Smith was not amongst the runs in the first two tests. But in the third test, he came back and scored runs in both the innings. So, with Smith back amongst the runs, what are the main plans that your bowlers have against him? Because him back amongst the runs is a big danger for India, especially with the series locked at 1-0.
Yeah, we all know he's a good player. Our bowlers have been working on a specific plans against him and against all the other batters of Australian cricket team. So they have worked so far. In last game, he scored some runs, yes, but we'll still back our plans. So whatever the bowlers the bowlers have been discussing among themselves or the plans they're backing. So we'll still back those plans and hope that we'll get him out this game.
Final one now. Yes, Dipen.
Hi, this is Dipen from Crickview. The running between wickets at Sydney was an issue. So can you point out any reason and how are you guys working on it?
Yes, we had three runouts, so it was a concern, but I think it was more than a couple of good fielding efforts, I would say. Pressure of not getting runs at some point, so those were the big concerns, but we've had a discussion on that. So you can't really work on anything specific at this stage, but discussion has taken place and hopefully we'll run better in the next game.
Thank you, Vikram sir. Thank you, everyone.